We want to take you to Paris now. Stunning pictures coming out of there. Protesters filling the most famous street in France, the iconic Champs-Élysées, with fire and explosions. In a second weekend of protests, the usual scene of tourists and Parisians enjoying cafes and luxury shops replaced by burning vehicles. As 8,000 protesters clash with 3,000 police in riot gear, the demonstrators, who call themselves the Yellow Vests, are angry over rising fuel prices. Now, police use tear gas and a water cannon in an attempt to break up these demonstrations. CNN's Jim Bitterman is joining us now from Paris. Jim, tell us why these protesters are so angry.
Well, I think it started off as a fuel protest a week ago, Anna, but in fact, over the last few days, it's generalized a lot. People are just dissatisfied with the Macron government. His approval rating has dropped to 25%. They're worried about the rising cost of living, about pension payments that aren't really making ends meet. So it's just a generalized anger about the state of the economy. And, of course, Macron, President Macron, has vowed to continue forward on his ideas of reforming the economy here. So I think people just have had enough, and they heard a lot of people say that today. You heard a lot of people calling for Macron's resignation. Now, here on the Champs-Élysées, this is not the scene you would expect on the Saturday night following Black Friday. You would think there'd be a lot of people out and that sort of thing. People today were protesters throughout the day, and only about an hour ago or so did the police make a move with a major assault on the avenue here with multiple trucks and hundreds of police to clear away the demonstrators. And for the most part, they've succeeded. There are still a few pockets of resistance along here. We haven't heard from Macron all day until very late this evening when he put out this tweet. He said, thanks to all the law enforcement. You'd expect that. But he said, shame on all the people who assaulted them. Shame on those who voluntarily assaulted citizens and reporters. Shame on those who tried to intimidate our elected officials. So you have him taking a very kind of professorial or perhaps paternalistic tone, something that he's been criticized for in the past.